When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Beauty and the Beast will not be seen tonight, so we may bring you a special program. Sorry, but it will return next week at its regular time. Promise.
That's right. Beauty and the Beast will not be seen today, so that we may bring you this very special episode of our show. Good morning, everybody. And welcome to the second special hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything Catherine. I'm Jace.
Catherine. We're screaming it from the sewers.
Uh-huh. With Lex and that lady over there, that's Holly. She doesn't have a bra on, and she's proud of it, damn it. She's proud of it, right, Holly?
Free and easy, guys. Free and easy.
Yeah, baby.
That's a joke from the first hour. Go ahead and download that a little bit later. You'll pick up on that. Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's like I have ESPN or something. Yeah, the weather forecast.
Is snow coming, Holly?
Yeah. Kenny said 7 inches maybe this weekend.
Oh, that's right.
Well, this Sunday is the Academy Awards, everyone. That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
Hosted by Jimmy Kimmel on ABC.
Oh, I love it. He's such a great host.
He is.
I'm just so glad that he's back.
He does a good job.
So you're right. It makes sense.
Yeah. He's a good master of ceremonies.
Mm-hmm. Keeps the ball going.
Yep. Gets out of the way, does what he needs to, and then gets out of the way. Doesn't intrude on things. So
yeah,
what a good host of that show should do.
Sure does.
You want to go through some Oscar predictions?
Yeah, I want to go through some of these predictions. And actually, as I'm looking through this, I realize that I'm a bad student. You guys did your homework.
Well, not all of it.
Well, okay. You also had like double assignment. Right, so you did at least one.
Yes.
Yeah.
And did I
not
did
do your
zero.
Homework, Lex, you didn't do your homework.
I was supposed to watch The Whale. Remember that?
That's right. You didn't do
Oops.
Your whale homework.
I didn't do my whale homework. Oopsies. Is it still in the theaters? Is it too late?
No, but Lex, I
you
got,
mean no, it's not, or no, it's not too late.
Okay, Lex, let's think about this for. Let me turn the music off for just a second. Okay, Lex,
let's get serious.
You were supposed to watch The Fabelmans. You did.
I did. Okay, but Lex, I need Holly and I need to break this down for you.
Oh no!
You literally just asked, "Is it still in theaters?" Okay, but Lex, we're on the air right now, so you would have to leave.
Oh, in order to review it before
the Oscars.
I'll do an Instagram live. No, hey, everybody. You, last minute Sally here.
And even if you start the movie is 2 hours. So you would get done during Donna and Steve. And then you could review it on that show.
I've epically failed then. It's not even just sort of.
It's the thought that counts, Alexis.
Is it though?
Is it, Holly?
Trying to be positive here.
Yeah.
Fry-yay.
It's a thought that counts.
It is, Lex.
Oh, word.
We really appreciate your thought of maybe watching The Whale.
Oopsies. I didn't contribute because Holly, your assignment was Triangle of Sadness. Was that what, or was it the women talking?
It was both.
It was both. And you watched the triangle.
Yes, I watched Triangle of Sadness.
Well, that's right.
Women talking, I did not watch.
See? But still, you did one.
But so she did one, Lex.
Right. You gave yourself two assignments.
I know.
Anyway, Lex, didn't watch it, but I think he's going to win Best Actor.
Wow. We're going to take your word for it. Lex, he is going to win because his performance was really good. I didn't see his performance.
Nope.
But from what people tell me.
From what I hear, he really,
guys,
he killed that role.
I got Oscar predictions. Well, what are they based on, Alexis?
I know. Holly, I didn't even think of that. I didn't even think of the absurdity of her pitching the Oscar prediction segment when she did.
He's going to win, guys.
I feel it in my bones. All right.
Because my talker is what you, I just said it, but what you don't realize is this segment was pitched by Alexis.
Yes, it was.
The person who didn't watch the Oscar films is pitching.
No, I've watched a lot of them. I just didn't do my assignment.
Oh, okay.
I did see Colin Farrell in The Banshees of Inisherin, and he's up for it as well. I think he also has a good chance of winning because he has won, you know, from previous award ceremonies. But yeah, not my assignment. But I do think he's going to win for Best Actor, Brendan Fraser.
What's that based on, Lex?
It's based on, well, actually, I'm also looking at USA Today, and, you know, I like to look for content for our show there.
Yeah.
And the experts there say that his performance was great, and he's really, they're looking for him to win that award.
The experts who did their homework at
who did,
USA
who watched
Today.
All the films, yeah. Now, Best Picture's a little surprising. We have always said we loved Everything Everywhere All at Once, and that will win. And it has the track record with previous award ceremonies. But USA Today says the Banshees of Inisherin will win.
Oh,
and
what? I gotta say, the more removed I am from that movie, the more I like it.
You didn't like it when you came on the show.
Nope, I did not love it. I also just the absurdity of some of the things that happen. But now, just the themes, it makes you, it resonates. It sticks with you.
Yeah, obviously.
Why is he doing what he's doing?
Okay.
So yeah, did you see that movie, Jace?
No, I did not. No.
Okay, yeah, and Holly, you originally told us about it and loved it immediately.
Yeah, it's on HBO Max right now. I think The Banshees of Inisherin is going to get Best Original Screenplay.
Yes.
And that's how the Academy will honor that movie.
You don't think it will win Best Picture?
No, I think Best Picture is Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same with Best Actress. Looks like Michelle Yeoh also will should win. She's fantastic in that film. Now, Michelle Williams is up for it as well in The Fabelmans. Jace, you thought she was the best part of that movie, right?
Oh, yeah. And the kid that played Spielberg. Michelle and that kid are the best. And when you see what's even more amazing, if you YouTube or go down a vortex, if you look at Steven Spielberg's mom, if you look at real footage of his mom or pictures of her in that era, oh my goodness. Physicality wise, Michelle Williams locked it up. I mean, Michelle Williams became Steven's mother.
Wow.
So, but I did not enjoy the movie, and I hate saying that. I love Spielberg, obviously, but I did not love that movie.
Yeah. It's not for you.
No, it was a disappointment to me. Yeah, it just seemed to have a personality crisis. It wasn't quite sure what it wanted to be to me. So,
yeah.
And I hate saying that. That's just the truth, though. Holly, any predictions? You've changed your mind? Have you changed your mind about anything? Or the winners that you think are going to win are still going with it?
Yeah, still going with everything. Yeah. Everything Everywhere All at Once. I think it's going to be it's going to be a big sweep. Mm-hmm. I think Let Us Look Out. One of the ones I'm very curious about is Best Supporting Actress. Will it be Angela Bassett?
Yep.
Will it be Jamie Lee Curtis? Can't predict.
Well, here's a third runner in there, too. Kerry Condon, who is in The Banshees of Inisherin. That's who the USA Today experts say should win, but they think that Curtis will win.
Ooh.
So there's another third.
Jamie Lee.
Yeah.
Oh. Exciting yep. night. Mm-hmm.
It's going to
be fun. Sunday night on A, B, C. And if you want any further Oscar predictions, go ahead and DM Alexis.
Yeah, I got you. I will absolutely give you my opinion.
My Talk is a proud partner with Chanhassen Dinner Theaters for Camp True Colors. Come out to see the prom main stage show at Chanhassen Dinner Theaters and help us support Camp True Colors, offered by One Heartland, an amazing place. Make a donation right now at mytalk1071.com, keyword prom. When we come back, it's something Alexis actually did watch, the Chris Rock special, but she has questions when we return. Fewer calories, same great taste. It's Jason and Alexis in the morning, right here on My Talk. Everything Entertainment, everything Starsky and Hutch.
Laugh and leak with us, baby.
That's right.
It's Friday.
It is. Hallelujahs.
Yeah, this has felt like a long-ass week, hasn't it? Woo!
Yeah, Daddy needs a nap already.
Yeah, well, you were out late a couple late nights this week.
Yeah, I know.
And tonight.
Yeah, going to see probably a lot of you going to see Kelsey Ballerini tonight. And can't wait for that.
Have you been listening to her music so you at least know?
Yeah, I have actually.
You
can
sing
car.
Watermelon at least to a couple of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be singing Cantaloupe. But yeah, No, I've been listening to some songs.
Speaker Melon.
So, yeah. I'm really there just to party and to spend time with my house guests, my British friends from Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
I got to get them outside though. They want to make snow angels. I got to get them It's their goal. Oh. Their one goal. Oh, they haven't seen a lot of snow in their life. So this is like a winter wonderland for them. Well, so
maybe the poop's covered. So, you know.
Yeah. Well, Colin did warn them. They wanted to do it by our house in the North Loop. And I said, oh, nope. Colin said, nope, big no. You do not know what's under that snow. So especially with the gross people that I should say lazy people.
Yep.
Yeah, lemonade and fudge after. All up in that snow.
That's right.
Yuck.
Yeah.
So, like, where you go to a park? Where is clean snow around here?
My in-law's house. We'll go to my in-law's.
Oh, okay. That helps. Yeah, for sure. Well, you know, there's always sledding and snowshoeing and skiing available.
Girl,
we do some Nordic skiing. That'll be fun. Get around.
No. Or pool tabin indoors without skis. Yes,
that's your sport, right?
That's my sport. Yeah. Okay. Did you watch the Chris Rock special?
I watched it. I watched it last night.
Okay.
Gosh, he's a genius. He really is. You know, he's got his own style. He does a lot of repetition in his jokes. Did a literal mic drop at the end. Now there's lots of N words in there. Lots of bad words.
Yeah.
But, you know, everyone's talking about the last 10 minutes or so when he talked about the slap with Will Smith. And you know what? He's cashing in, and I don't blame him one bit.
Yes.
He made some great points. And however long it took him to get there, I think he did it right. I really do. Like, why are you bringing this up a year later? Well, you know what? He needed some time to process this. And, I thought he handled it. He had the last word. Yeah. He kind of mentioned that he likes to do that. So there you go. But my questions really revolve around some of the other things that he made jokes about. He told the story about his daughter being kicked out of school.
Yeah.
And he admitted to something that they didn't find out until the special aired. And I'm really wondering, maybe we need like a revisit. Because I'm really curious to see how that all shaked out at home, how they felt about it in the end. Because basically, he went to the school and said, you need to kick my daughter out.
Because she's being a brat. Yep. She doesn't think what's happening to her is any big deal.
Right. And, you know, he did spin it by saying, like, look at her now. She had to really fight to get into her next school and all of this stuff. But, you know, with the ex-wife, with the daughter, I wonder what that conversation was. I think that's pretty funny.
I don't know if that's true.
What do you mean?
I think he did tell them in advance. I think it's part of the bit. I think it's part of his set.
I'm kind of with Jason on that. I was like, this is part of the narrative that he's crafting here. Part of the joke, part of the gag.
Yeah.
And part of the whole performance piece.
Well, even if that's the case, what was that conversation like?
Oh, whether, sure.
I mean, whether it was a surprise or a surprise before the special came out.
I feel like it was a surprise before the special came out.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Just to go, hey, by the way, I had a big hand in getting you kicked out of that school. Just beware. So, yeah, whether, you know, just that conversation at large, what that sounded like, it's just kind of, it's amusing.
I think the daughter probably was jokingly thankful, like, Dad.
Yeah.
You know, the conversation that I'm more curious about is Mrs. X-Rock. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like,
did she handle it well? Was she grateful? Because I get the sense that they have, at the very least, a functional relationship.
Yeah.
He talks about her with an ease. Like, you don't even hear Howard Stern talk about his ex.
No.
At all. Chris brings her up with regularity, which tells me they have maybe not capital G good, but it seems like they have a working relationship.
Yeah.
That's my guess. Yeah. That's just...
I got the same sense. I feel the same way, yeah. And even talking about the daughters, too. Like, that they know that... It's part of the bit because, you know, he really goes into his kids, too.
He does.
Which a lot of your comedians don't do it. Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was married to his ex-wife for 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And then he's talking about dating in your 40s and 50s and dating a 25-year-old and how different that is. That was hilarious.
Like the 25-year-old, like as far as buying her stuff, the 25-year-old wants a purse, but the 40 and 50-year-old...
Prancing around naked, look at my purse or my shoes.
Look at my shoes, Daddy. Look at my shoes.
And then the 40 and 50-year-old want a new roof from him.
Can you please help me get my car fixed?
I can buy my own damn shoes.
Right?
Oh, give me an HVAC system.
Pay off my college debt.
Oh, yeah. It is so good. Oh, and then the last thing, my other thing, if you were a Lululemon, if you were the social media or if you were one of the owners or whatever, he basically is accusing them of virtue signaling, right? And I would absolutely, if I was Lululemon, I would lean into this. I would put those leggings on sale.
Yeah.
And, just have some fun with it. But I looked to see what their response was, and I don't see one right now.
If you didn't see the special, My Talkers, he's basically saying that all these companies... Everybody's full of crap. That was his general line. Everybody and every company's full of crap. He's talking about how Lululemon was like, we are for the earth. We're against racism and homophobia and listing all of this stuff that's on this plaque or something. He goes, you know what's more important to me? He goes, cheap yoga pants. He goes, why don't you sell me some cheaper yoga pants? And they can be racist if you want them. They can.
He's like, you know what you're not for? The poor.
The poor. Yeah.
Your $100 leggings. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, I just find him so... Yeah, look, he went in.
He's a master of the craft.
He's a master of the craft.
The callbacks during the set, it's just... Oh, man. And then that whole, like, selective... Which is what it's called. Outrage. Selective outrage is the special name. It just the way he weaves it, it's just... Wow. And the other thing is, you know, a lot of comedians will do maybe three nights, wear the same outfit, and then they'll edit it together. This was just all live.
Yep.
One performance, here's the whole thing.
And you can tell because he messed up a joke and he admitted it.
Yeah.
part of the Will Smith monologue.
Yes. So
you can see it right now on Netflix. Oh, so good. You know who they're not for? The poor.
Right.
7:28, we're going to play a game. Name that TV tune when we come back. family like no other. Hi, it's Jace. I'm so grateful that our boys, Dexter, who's a boxer, and our French bulldog, our little sausage, Mr. Big, they, you know, they're getting older now. And I'm grateful that they have a foundation of good health based on Nutrisource. And I mean that. More and more studies are coming out saying how important, kind of restating how important diet is throughout a dog's life to have them live a long, healthy life. So I'm grateful to have Nutrisource as part of our family. They've grown up on it. They use the puppy formula. Now we use large breed. We've also used the grain-free, grain-inclusive. They're pure Vitaline, and you know we use kombucha, which is a bone broth food topper for picky eaters. Talking to you, Mr. Big. NutrisourcePetFoods.com to find a retailer near you. Make the switch this weekend.
It's Laura with Hep.
Thank you for being afraid.
And now, a golden moment with the Golden Girls.
Okay, girls, which goes better, the silver chain or the pearls?
The chain.
An amateur's mistake. Can't you see that the chain accentuates the many folds of that turkey-like neck?
Well, that may be, but the pearls draw attention to the non-existent bosom.
This has been a golden moment with the Golden Girls.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning, right here on My Talk, the only talk station in the world that does nothing but talk about pop culture. Right here. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Jace.
It'll be Oscar Central on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
All day long.
All, whether you like it or not, all day long. It's game time. Let's play Name That TV Tune.
Ooh. It's time to Name That TV Tune.
That's right. Welcome to Name That TV Tune. I'm Jason Wink Martindale. Thank you for being here. It's pretty simple how this works. I'm going to play a TV tune from various generations, and Alexis and Holly have to ring in by saying their name and guess the TV tune. Let's start this morning's. With I think an easy one.
Uh-oh. Okay.
I'm talking like I have chew in my mouth. But Yep, I'm gonna start with an easy one. Okay.
Okay, that's what you say.
No, it is an easy one. It really is. It really, really is. Here we go. Name that TV tune.
Alexis! 21 Jump Street.
That's right. Fox's first hits, 21 Jump Street.
Ooh, and that's Holly Robinson Pete singing that
right.
song.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to give you a sort of hint for this next one. Uh-oh. We are actually going to stay on the Fox network.
Ooh.
That's all I'm going to say.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Name this next TV tune.
Oh. Holly.
Holly.
Oh. That is Horny Melrose Place.
That's right.
Yes!
It's to 90210. Oh,
good job, Holly.
The land of herpes, Melrose Place. That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Na-na-na-na-na. It's a good instrumental one. With special guest star Heather Locklear. She was a special guest star for her entire run, which always cracked me up.
That's extra special, right? She probably requested that.
Yeah.
She was booked.
Yeah, you either want to be on, unless they do it in alphabetical order, you always want to be first in the opening title sequence, or you want that prime last position.
Special guest.
And.
Yeah, that's right. And Barbara Stanwyck as Constance Colby.
Oh.
Yeah.
And it stays up, the flash stays up for a little bit longer than everybody else.
Little bit longer. Okay, that was a little easy too. God, I'm I should get a little harder here.
Oh, no. You don't need to. It's Friday.
Yeah. Free and easy.
No, no, no. Those two were a little easy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, let's do this one. This is easy, too, but we'll see how long it takes you to get this. Here we go. Name that TV tune.
Oh, what is it?
Alexis, what is it?
Spinoff. Successful.
Ooh, Holly. Is this Rhoda?
This is Rhoda.
Oh, it's Rhoda. Good job.
All right, I was like, is this groovy?
Yeah.
Spinoff of Mary Tyler Moore, of course. That is Rhoda.
All right.
That is nice. Rhoda. Whew. That was good.
Yeah.
I thought I'd throw a little hard one in there, but yeah, that was. Yeah. Congratulations on that one. Okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. This one will go fast. Name that TV tune.
Cheers, Alexis.
Yes.
The Nanny.
Yes.
Yeah.
She was working in a bridal shop in Flushing, Queens.
Oh, I love this show.
Kicked her out in one of those crushing scenes. What was she to do? Where was she to go? She was out on her family. So over the bridge from Flushing to the Sheffield's door, she was there to sell makeup, but the father saw more. She had style, she had flair, she was there. That's how she became the Nanny.
Theme songs that just give you the whole
Thank
premise.
You. Yes! I miss theme songs in general, for heaven's sake.
Yeah.
Now they're like 2 seconds long. Like the theme to Ghost like on CBS, it's nothing. It's just like four notes, and that's it.
Yeah,
that's all
we're
you get.
Impatient now, though.
We are. Okay, this one's going to be hard. I'm just going to admit it.
All right,
great. This one is just going to be hard. But if you get it, wow, I will be very, very impressed. Here we go.
All right, eyes closed.
I'm going to give you some hint. I'm going to set you up, as they say in HR. I'm going to set you up for success.
Thank you.
Here are some hints. Here are some hints, okay?
Right.
For the audience at home, too. NBC, mid to late 80s, drama on the set. And that's all I'm going to say. Drama on the set. Not this is drama. There was drama on the set. NBC, mid to late 80s, drama on the set. Name that TV tune.
Oh, Holly.
Oh, Holly.
I'm just going to go with the Hogan Family.
And I'm laughing because this show also had the distinction of having the most name changes of any show in television history.
And that's the name I know.
It is Valerie,
Then
Valerie's Family, then the Hogans, then the Hogan Family.
Yes.
Here we go.
Will you accept that answer?
I will accept that answer.
Fabulous.
Yeah, here we go.
Life is such a sweet insanity. The more you learn, the less you know. In the heart of every family, there's a love that starts by letting go.
It's that era of like that theme song, and those producers also did Step by Step and Family Matters, and those themes and Full House, they all kind of sound the same, and I love that one. Yeah, Valerie Harper was fired famously from her own show by NBC and brought in Sandy Duncan, who, by the way, does not have a glass eye. That's an urban legend. Anyway, brought in by Sandy Duncan was brought in.
She likes her Wheat Thins, though.
That's right. She does like her Wheat Thins. And she likes flying around in tights. But anyway, and replaced Valerie. And they killed Valerie off of her own show. Okay, one more.
Wow, that's dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Roberta Flack singing that song, too.
Yeah.
So you got to love her.
I love that theme. Okay, one more. I'll just say this. Alexis should get this. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Now I'm
Alexis,
not.
For heaven's sake.
Pressure's
should get this.
On.
Okay. Alexis. Texas.
Yes.
Beauty and the Beast.
No.
Oh, crapper.
Let's try again, Alexis.
Okay.
It's not Dynasty, is it?
You're close.
Ooh. What's close to Dynasty?
Glitter and shoulder pads?
It's Knots Landing.
Huh. Close.
Well, what's Knots Landing? The Colbys, you just mentioned that. Is that this? Falcon Crest?
Yes!
Oh!
It is Falcon Crest.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
It is
goodness.
Quite soaring, isn't it?
Oh, it's a soaring. It's Bill Conti.
Yeah.
It's Bill Conti. It's actually one of my... Falcon Crest actually has one of my favorite themes of all those nighttime soaps. It's it's very... Dynasty was very sweeping and very epic, and Falcon Crest was one of my favorites.
All right, there we go. There.
Oh my gosh!
There.
Yeah, hey,
you finally got there.
Taking the long road.
Although
I think Beauty and the Beast, a TV series, wasn't it similar, or am I just making that up?
You're completely making that up. But, you mean the one? You mean the Cawthorn? That
the
one
TV show? Right?
Oh yeah,
right.
Here it is. Here it is.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Nothing. Well, I mean,
there's instruments.
There's instruments. There you go.
They're so like.
It's music. It's very similar.
There's
right, Holly?
Violins.
There's
yeah.
there's sheet music uh-huh. that started this. Yes.
It's got notes.
Yeah.
Well, it's epic. It's epic sounding.
Sure. Okay. We're going to take an epic commercial
right
break.
Along.
When we come back. Find out who Madonna will not work with ever, ever, ever when we return. Hi, everyone. It's Jace for Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. The truth of the matter is, and you've heard me joke about this, for a while now, but nowadays, there are so many places that do Botox. It's almost laughable. I mean, you know, next to the pretzel place, there's a, you know, like walk-in drive-through Botox. But here's the deal. Why would you do that? Really? Why would you? This is your face you're talking about. This is your appearance. Go to trusted professionals. Capital P professionals. That's Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. They have decades and decades of experience. Look, take it from me. I take my whole family there. Colin, my mother-in-law, my mother, Alexis has gone there. I wouldn't send them to, you know, pretzel time Botox shop. You know what I mean? Go to the best. And if you're new, you mention me, you're going to get $100 off your first service of $250 or more. Call today.
Hi, my talkers.
Oh, welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. On My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, everything. Y'all are funny.
What are my talkers saying? I know the tweets here.
It's all right. Let's talk to you this morning, everyone. Sandy writes to us, hey guys, my 10-year-old daughter thinks I'm crazy now. Thank you very much. I'm driving around hitting a pretend air buzzer, screaming Falcon Crest, Falcon Crest, Falcon Crest, over and over. The look on her face. Sandy, we're sorry to have scared your daughter. Oh. We're very, very scared. Yeah.
That's so good.
Oh, that is... That was a hard one, but I thought Lex is
I should have gotten that one.
Put up with me talking about nighttime soaps for 15 years that she had an advantage, but yeah.
Yeah.
We're so glad you're here, everybody. Welcome back. Madonna.
Madonna.
Madonna. Madonna. Who won't she work with?
Scorpios.
Rude?
Very rude. And this was revealed by Ryan Murphy, who is a Scorpio, for an upcoming project. This was way back many years ago now. The project's over. He said it went great. But on his way to be interviewed, or to at least request that she be interviewed for his project, the founder of Lakeshore Entertainment was reached out and said, hey, before you go in there, when's your birthday? And he said it November 9th, which is a Scorpio. And he says, no, don't tell her that. Don't tell her that. Because she will immediately not hire you. And so he was like, what do you mean? Tom, the guy from the entertainment company, says, well, I don't know. Just don't say you're a Scorpio. Say you're something else. So sure enough, when they were in the meeting, he said, wow, it was really great to meet her. She's lovely. She, of course, it came up during the conversation. And he gave his mother's birthday, which is September 3rd, a Virgo.
Okay.
And she hired him. Said he never understood the whole Scorpio thing, but he had a great experience, and he really loves Madonna. So she's just not for that.
What's wrong with you people?
Isn't the first person that Madonna has allegedly rejected because they're a Scorpio.
Right. David Guetta, same thing.
Same thing.
Well, mid-project, she was like, yeah, I can't work with you anymore. Goodbye.
Well, what's wrong with you? Because Lex is a Scorpio. What the hell's wrong with you?
November 21st. Well, I don't know, but I'm feeling personally attacked by this. Especially when it comes like to Scorpio stuff, especially like Holly, I've learned this from you. You got three signs, right? That really dictate everything.
That's
when you're born, but you're rising and setting and waking up to certain things.
Yeah, in astrology. You've got three big signs.
Yeah.
You've got a sun sign.
Yeah.
A moon sign.
Okay.
And your rising sign.
Yes.
Those are all the big three that you should be looking at whenever you're looking at your astrology.
Yes. And it all matters. So by her automatically just saying, oh, your sun sign Scorpio, bye, she's missing out. And clearly, Ryan Murphy, it went great working together. Also, she's a Leo. And Scorpios and Leos work well together.
You're listening to Jason and Alexis in the morning, a Leo and a Scorpio.
Ding, 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 ding.
Because I took the time, which means I spent a minute.
You Googled
a second
for
and a half,
20 seconds.
Googled. I did my research.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I did my homework.
What'd you figure out?
I wanted to know about you. I wanted to know your traits.
Sure.
These were the repetitive traits in my comprehensive research.
Okay.
About Scorpios.
The good and the bad. All right, let's do it.
You're passionate.
Mm-hmm.
You're sensual. You're intense.
Yeah.
You're competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Persevere to the end.
Mm-hmm.
Strong personality. You're intelligent. Logical. Emotional.
Both?
Yeah.
Wow. That's great.
Loyal. Mysterious.
Maybe that's her hesitation, huh?
Maybe.
Mm. But she's mysterious, too.
Yes.
Or attempts to be.
Yeah.
I like this one. This one popped up on several lists. Easily reads people.
Mm.
Yeah. Ambitious and honest. There we go.
I want to work with you, Alexis.
Yeah.
Scorpio. Look at us. We're doing it.
No, wait a minute.
I'm on the cusp of Sagittarius, so I don't know if that matters.
Well,
and my rising and setting and, rising and moon signs. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Are Taurus.
Uh-huh.
And what was it, Virgo?
I don't remember your
Do you remember?
No.
Here's your weaknesses. Vindictive, paranoid, destructive, possessive, jealous, and clingy.
Ah! So there you go. That's why she's probably like, screw you, Scorpios.
Mic drop.
Come on, Madonna.
Leos
don't have the best ones either, okay?
Oh, we have horrible ones. We are awful people. Let me just be very
clear. Maybe it's the combo. Maybe that's what she's going for.
No, we're good people. We're just performative. Imagine that.
It's worked
for 15 years, so yes. we're gonna take a break. Send us your threesomes, everybody. It's time for Ditch, Date, or Dabble.
Yes.
Send them right now, your threesomes, and we'll put them in a category next.